Hello, I'm Veronica Skersbrick. Thanks for joining me. At the Vatican Press Office on Friday, Pope Benedict XVI's message for the World Day dedicated to migrants and refugees, which falls on the 17th of January 2010, was released. The theme is migrants and refugee minors. So staying with this theme, I'd like you to share with me a conversation I had recently with the Vicar Apostolic of Tripoli in Libya. He's Bishop Giovanni Innocenzo Martinelli. Libya is part of a continent where there are over 10 million displaced people, numbers indicative of a phenomenon which reflects a socio-political injustice across this vast area. And as we know, it's a nation which thousands of immigrants reach each year from sub-Saharan Africa, many fleeing poverty, or even war, all are in quest of a better future. Those who reach the Centre of Social Services of the Church in Tripoli, there are other centres as well, come from countries such as Sudan, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Congo, Nigeria. Most are illegal immigrants who have no access to legal assistance and healthcare. Many are jailed there, others deported. Others still try to reach the coast of Italy on rickety boats, on which ensuing tragedy often occurs. Among them are women and children.
Have many women and children, and this is, I think, the problem. This is a real problem to help them. We feel that is really a responsibility that we can imagine these poor people, they have to arrive from the desert.
And that was the voice of Bishop Giovanni Martinelli. One hears tragic stories of what happens in Libya in the refugee camps.
I think there are many things that are instrumentalized. I don't believe that really there is a tragic position and situation. No, I visit myself and the sister visit the prisons. They live normally and like other prison, of course, they have no freedom, but they respect us to help them. And also the director of the prison help us just to face the different situation and the problem, health problem, but there is no tragedy in the prison.
But not everybody is in prison. You run social service camps for these immigrants,
Yeah, we visit only the camps where we have the migrants, and we have a camp for illegal person and a camp for criminal, a different prison. No? You can imagine the Libyans have to face this enormous presence of the Africans coming from different countries and rejected also from Italy, you know.
So they are rejected both by their own countries and eventually by Europe. Aren't they in despair?
We can say no. I don't want to say because they are young people. They are young people and they try to go in the other country. Sure, Libya is not the place to stay forever. If they are rejected today, maybe they will try tomorrow again. They are willing to go absolutely in other place. And we feel that we have to provide in the Europe or other country, have to provide for them. Because especially for Eritrea, they have no chance. They don't want to go back. They are willing to find the new place for the new future. But they are young people.
They're women and children.
Have many women and children. And this is, I think, the problem, this real problem, to help them. And we have a team, the nuns and sisters, who are doing the best just to assist them. We feel that is really a responsibility from human institution to help these people in this country.
A lot of these women are exploited, and the men too, but in particular the women, no?
Yeah, we cannot say in detail all this situation, but we can imagine they pass from desert and different country, different places, we'd have to pay. And this is a pity to say this, but we can imagine these poor people, poor women, they have to arrive from the desert. I have to say one thing, the Libyan authority, they try the best, they protect them. And they are also NGO, Libyan NGO, who are doing also together with other human institutions, to help them.
Oh, some of these are political refugees, no? They're not granted political exile in Libya.
They are political refugees, yeah. They try to have a document as a refugee, to have identity, because many, they have no passport, no nothing. And we hope that their document help them to find a way and to assist them, especially in the hospital.
Why do they all go to Libya?
Because first of all, they accept them. It is not forbidden to enter in Libya. Libya is open, and Libya is tolerant. A country can offer, if they are willing to work, to offer a job, and the possibility also eventually to go to Europe.
I noticed that you're a Franciscan. You're
yes.
from the Order of Friars Minor,
yes,
is that
yes.
right? What does this mean to you in your job there?
Francis was a man who followed Jesus in poverty and simplicity, and also in the desire to have a pure dialogue with the friends, with everybody, and especially the Muslim. I feel with these people, the poor, in this context, the Muslim context, to realize a community of prayer, community of dialogue as a church, really according the will of Saint Francis, no? Francis, free man who loved God and the creature, to realize the bridge between the poor and the rich, the power of love in the way of dialogue.
You were listening there to the Vicar Apostolic of Tripoli in Libya, Bishop Giovanni Innocenzo Martinelli. My thanks go to him. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.